A concerned David Hogg meets with activists after young men exit Democrat Party. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 20, 2024. Exactly 2 weeks after Donald J. Trump defeated Kamala Harris in both the popular vote and the Electoral College, David Hogg met with researchers and activists to figure out how to lure young men back to the Democrat Party. On Tuesday, Hogg posted to X. Hogg's concern comes after numerous minority voters and younger voters moved toward Trump in the 2024 election. Writing at Real Clear Politics, Manhattan Institute Paulson policy analyst Neetu Arnold pointed out that Hispanics and Asian Americans shifted to the right and voted for Trump. While the percentage that these demographics shifted varied from state to zero state, the election results revealed that racial and ethnic minorities are not as loyal to the Democrat Party as previously believed. On November 10, 2024, the Associated Press ran a column titled, "Young Black and Latino Men Say They Chose Trump Because of the Economy and Jobs." This all squares with what Ian Schwartz wrote at Real Clear Politics, noting, among those in the coveted 18 to 29 age group, Harris beat Trump 55% to 42%, a margin of just 13 points. Harris was expected to draw a much larger percentage than that. But Schwartz noted that pollster Ken Towery believes it became cool for college kids to support Trump on their campuses. Towery told Fox News's Laura Ingraham that this youngest of voting age groups was not immune to the pains of inflation. "I think the other issue was that I found, if you remember back in 1980, Laura, when Reagan won, that was a year when the youngest of voters somehow found an affinity for Ronald Reagan. And it was cool on campuses to be for Ronald Reagan. That's sort of what happened in this instance. Young people, the inflation has affected them." On November 5, 2024, Hogg used an X post to express his optimism that young people were going to deliver victories for Democrats. On November 19, 2024, Hogg posted in a much different tone, hoping researchers and activists can help figure out how to bring young men back into the Democrat fold. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.